The Mighty Tower of Power back, Monster on a Leash LP back in 1992, of course. Tom Bowes on lead. Little short white dude singing lead for the Tower of Power. That was a bit of a twist because Tower of Power, of course, 50 years in the business, always had African-American lead singers. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV. We bring in former WBC regional champion Eddie Primetime Croft running B Street Boxing down there in San Mateo. Eddie, are you home?
I am home.
So how long were you on the road?
About 6 weeks, a little under that. But, you know, it was great being just in an environment where you could focus on the fight and focus on training, and that's why, like, training camps and camps going away are always so good.
Yeah, so what's there to do inside? What can you do besides train in Ukraine?
You know what? We're in Kiev, so it's like any other big city. But
yeah.
But the issue right now is everything was shut down due to, you know, COVID, so there wasn't much to do.
Okay.
Now, go ahead.
Let's talk about your fighter. I have a hard time saying his name. Say it for me.
Evgeny Shevchenko.
Okay. Okay. Well, his fight got canceled. Did he get a couple of bucks for that?
No, because, you know, the way that the contracts work out for a lot of the European fighters is that they sign a deal with the promoter, and the promoter, you know, will pay him monthly or you know, so they get, like, a salary.
Cool.
So, no. Yeah.
Well, the salary. Hey, listen. I've always been of the opinion. I remember when Amanda Stewart had a big sponsor. I won't even mention her name, but he had this female sponsor. She was giving all this guy's paychecks. Everybody got a paycheck. Everybody was happy, of course. And then when things went bad, the paychecks were still there, and that's what they were able to fall back on, those paychecks.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not sure what's the best way to do it, you know, as far as fighters go. So the way that they do it in Europe, they pay them salaries, and then, you know, they keep tabs on everything, right? And then when they're like fighting on another promotion show and they're getting paid, then they'll deduct that from what the fighter owes them until they recoup all their investment is when, you know, all the purse money goes to the fighter. So.
Okay. Now, they've got these different companies around the world, these tech firms are getting into boxing and this and that, dropping money in boxing. Is that good from your perspective? You're a manager and a trainer and things like that. Do you like the tech money?
Well, you know, I mean, I haven't seen, like, a huge tech influx from, like, any of the giants like Amazon or Google or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, like, these other companies that are, like, streaming services like DAZN or Triller or anything, you know, Fight TV or whatever. I think it's good for, you know, any like revenue stream is good for boxing, in my opinion.
Okay, is Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul good for boxing?
I don't see why it's bad. It's an, you know, it's an exhibition fight. It's not real. They, you know, they're doing their best to make it look real, but so, you know, I mean, if it, you know, you can't fault the guy for making a ton of money over a farce.
Okay, but Logan Paul couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue.
Exactly. That's, you know, like I said, you can't fault the guy for making a buck, even if it's like a complete fabrication.
Okay. Last night we saw the king of boxing, Canelo Alvarez, in action, of course, against Billy Joe Saunders. Some people had some issues with the way the fight ended. I didn't, because of the fact that when a guy is hurt and when the fight's no longer competitive, it's time for the fight to end. What was your take on the entire evening?
Well, you know, I felt like that Canelo was, you know, he looked sharp and dominant, and I don't know about the whole. A lot of people are giving Billy Joe Saunders a hard time because he gave, what's the guy's name, Daniel Dubois. He gave him a hard time when he quit,
yeah,
because of his eye socket.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's more the issue. I think 10 years ago, 15 years ago, yeah, people say, you know, yeah, you fight with one eye, one arm, one leg until you can't breathe, right?
Okay.
And guys are kind of different nowadays.
Okay.
You know, they Yeah, so it's not the same as it was when we were fighting.
Okay, how good is the kid from San Francisco, Devin Haney, the undefeated WBC champion, 25 and zip, taking on Jorge Linares, the 29th on the zone for the WBC, or one of the WBC titles. How good is he?
You know what? I think he's very skilled. Do I think he is going to transcend to be a generational talent? I'm not sure about that. But you know, he's definitely going to beat Linares. Linares is really shop-worn. So yeah, you know, I mean, he's going to run through him, and you know, it'll be a one-sided fight. I don't know about a stoppage, but it'll definitely be one-sided. I don't know if he can beat Teofimo Lopez.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think anybody can beat Teofimo Lopez. Eddie Cross, our guest, of course, the former WBC regional champion, the man that runs B Street Boxing down there in San Mateo. Now, I was down there in San Mateo. I got a pizza at Amici's the other day. And are you too far from Amici's or what?
No, I'm half a block away.
Half a block away from Amici's. So in San Mateo, California, you want to go get a pizza and see some boxing as well. Eddie Cross, primetime Eddie Cross got the B Street Boxing going on. So can people come in the gym and look at stuff going on if they want?
Yeah, they can come in. They can take classes. I have classes for, everyday normal fitness classes for normal people. We start at 5:30 in the morning and, go throughout the day. So, yeah. Yeah, we're open for business, and come on back.
Okay, so how do they get in contact with Primetime Eddie Croft? You got a website?
You can check my website. All my contact info's on there, bstreetboxing.com.
bstreetboxing.com. Now, Ryan Garcia pulled out of his fight with Javier Fortuna, claiming mental, emotional issues, this and that. Hector Martinez jumped all over him, and Hector gets anxiety attacks, so I thought that was unfair. I've had my share of anxiety attacks and things like that over the years. Is the kid choking? I mean, how do we deal with this? You're a trainer. How do you deal with somebody's fragile emotional status?
That's always like an issue. That you have to like deal with as a trainer, because you learn, the kids, some kids are like real strong mentally and go through anything. And there's other kids that are like, kind of a little fragile. So you have to deal with them, kind of with just like real soft hands, right? You can't be real rough with them. So, I feel like the change of trainers and someone, someone that hasn't been with him from the beginning, unless his dad is there every day. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but okay. I just feel like, this is something that should have been, under control since he's, been a kid, because they've been grooming him for this moment since he's been young.
Okay.
Right.
So,
in that case, it's specific. But, mental health, boxing is hard, man. Boxing is hard, and you're going out there with a lot of pressure, and you know that you could die, right? So, yeah, you're going to have anxiety attacks, and you're going to have to be mentally strong for those things.
The dressing room, Eddie. I mean, imagine this. The Golden Gloves, 1981, the Cow Palace. I fought in the 29th bout. The 29th bout, and they had two rings. So they were bringing guys back to my locker room on stretchers. They were bringing guys back with broken noses and tooth Q-tips sticking out of their noses and on stretchers and laid out. I mean, so my trainer said to me, we can't look at none of this. We can't look at none of this because I was starting to get anxiety.
Well, see, I mean, the problem is the trainer is getting anxiety too, right? So that's that, as a fighter, you're going to feed on that. You're going to feed on that energy. So, my fighters usually stay relatively calm because I'm kind of a laid back guy, when it comes to that.
Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, will they ever fight at 147 pounds? Where does prime time go on that one?
Dude, I certainly hope so. And I'm leaning towards Crawford.
Why?
You know what? Because I feel like that he's multi-dimensional. He can fight going backwards. He can fight coming forward. He's a little, not that his defense is bad, but he thinks so much about offense that he'll get caught with shots. But, he's always been able to, shake that off and come back even harder. So, I just like the versatility of his attack. Not necessarily just, the switching of stances, but just how he can switch it up from inside, outside. He's, good at judging distance. He can follow punches back and be sharp with counter punches. So, I just feel like he has more tools to use, and he'll be able to expose or use those against someone.
Bay Area Filipino icon Nonito Donaire, 40-6, 26 KOs. Of course, he blasted on the boxing team when he knocked out Victor Chinian on July 7, 2007, 7707. Bottom line is, he's still fighting, and he's going to take on a guy by the name of Nordin Obalu, who's 17-0, that's going to take place in Carson, California, later this month. Is it time for Nonito to just walk away?
I don't know. He's been fairly competitive in the fight. Even though he's been on the losing end, he busted his eye socket open. So I don't know. Yeah, if he feels like if he wants to fight and he's not showing any signs of CTE, then go ahead. Okay. Yeah, they're paying him, so go ahead.
Okay, Primetime Eddie Croft is our guest. Of course, B Street Boxing is his lair down there in San Mateo, California. Now, if Canelo Alvarez is the best fighter pound for pound, who's number two? Crawford?
What's that? Yeah, I say Crawford.
Okay. I will say this about Crawford, 135, 140 pounds, 147 pounds. He still hasn't had that signature fight. And Spence hasn't had the signature fight neither. They both really need each other.
Yeah, although Crawford maybe hasn't had a signature fight, he's won titles in multiple weight divisions with undisputed champ at 140. He's got a lot to, a lot behind his legacy, I feel like. It would be great to have him, fight another fighter in the pound for pound, equation, right? And that's what you're looking for as a boxer and, becoming champion. You want that type of fight where not only are you unifying titles, but you're fighting somebody that's on the pound for pound list just like you are. I don't know why they aren't both yelling for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really weird to me. I just don't get it.
Primetime Eddie Croft, one more time. Run that website by me.
www.bstreetboxing.com. And all my contact info is on there.
That's Primetime Eddie Croft. Eddie, thanks for the time, brother.
Hey, thank you so much.
Primetime Eddie Croft, San Mateo, California, Mr. Boxing Trainer Extraordinaire. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Check out the website, WBCBoxing.com.